It's the Family Caregiver University. We call this segment our Senior Concerns. Guests in on behalf of the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan. Glad you're back, Sarah Sobel, LMSW, Contract and Caregiver Resource Network. You do coordinating at the agency. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Shelley.
Appreciate you. November is not quite here, but we like to talk advance versus behind. It's a National Caregiver Appreciation Month, so let's take it away on this topic.
Yeah, so November is National Caregiver Month. We're focusing on the caregivers in our community, and I think the reason why it's good to focus on those caregivers is that as you're caring for a loved one or a person with disability, an aging parent, an aging spouse, you can often get neglected yourself. So we at the Area Agency on Aging are just, with our family caregiver classes, just focusing more on those caregivers and strengthening them.
Yes. Today's caregiver, who is he or she?
Good question, Shelley. So it can look really different for people. I mean, we have, in the community that I work with and people that attend my classes at Family Caregiver University, I have people caring for a spouse. You know, it may be a younger wife caring for a husband who has been diagnosed with Parkinson's at the early ages of 50. It may be siblings that come in for my classes that are caring for both sets of parents. It may be, you know, a middle-aged sister who's caring for her disabled brother. You know, we have a lot of caregivers that kind of come in from that are all in different steps.
What does one do when they find themselves in the caregiver position?
Yeah, and I've preached this before, Shelley, on your show, but I say it's build a village, you know. Build a village as you're looking at your parents are aging, or you have a child that needs some special attention. Build a village. I mean, not only for that child or for your parent that's aging, but for yourself. You know, we have, there's resources out there in our community for those aging adults, but what are you doing for yourself as a caregiver? You know, finding the love and support around you and having the friends and family members to make you stop and assess how you are doing as a caregiver.
So let's bring in how your agency provides assistance to caregivers. What's happening, Sarah?
Well, there's a lot of different ways the Area Agency on Aging focuses on caregivers through social work consults with families. But my specialty is my Family Caregiver University classes, which are just once a month educational classes where caregivers can come in, have a couple hours of respite, I believe, where they can hear from an expert in our community about providing, you know, care to themselves. So that's kind of what I'm here to talk about today is those upcoming classes for this fall.
Fall classes of FCU, Family Caregiver University. I know they're more focused on the well-being of the caregivers, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, so for October 27, which is coming up next week, we have Understanding and Treating Depression for Seniors and Caregivers. So we know that caregivers oftentimes may experience depression as a diagnosis comes in, and this depression may last a little bit longer than just the occasional blues. So we're going to have an expert, Dr. Suzanne Ogland-Hand, come in, who's a gerontologist who kind of focuses on the older adults, and she's going to really focus in on the caregivers and depression.
Yes. How do the classes work a little bit more? Is it lecture style? Obviously, probably time for question and answer.
Yeah, so it's at the Area Agency on Aging. So the depression, Understanding and Treating Depression is on Friday, October 27. But it's from 1 to 3. Okay. Caregivers just kind of come in the class. They can register before, and it's $5 donation at the door, but we don't turn anybody away if they can't pay. We've got snacks and refreshments. You hear a speaker, but there's always time for questions. I make sure that each person has time to answer the questions. We do questions in a way on 3x5 cards sometimes. So if you have a personal question that you're not comfortable in asking in front of the group, you have a way to ask those questions.
Who'd you say is leading the?
It's Dr. Suzanne Ogland-Hand.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think we've spoken with her somewhere. This is Friday after next.
Yeah.
And are there more classes?
Yeah. So then the next classes for this season are Thursday, November 30, and that's, we're going to take a class on taking care to give care. So when you're in the midst, in the weeds of caregiving, are you eating right? Are you sleeping? How are you taking care of ourselves? So this is a new class. We have someone from Grand Rapids Healing Yoga coming to talk about this and talking about the nutritional aspect, but then also the exercise aspect with it as well.
Talking about the Family Caregiver University on behalf of the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan, speaking with Sarah Sobel, Contract and Caregiver Resource Network Coordinator at the agency. Tell me more about the vision from the agency with caregivers and clients. We're aging. Thank goodness our parents, oftentimes it's better to have my parents than not. You want to live well. However, what's your vision?
The vision is that caregivers are not walking this journey alone. So that, you know, we can, at the Area Agency on Aging, through the millage and through Older American Act funding, we can provide some services to the older adults. But then also, while we're providing those services to our aging parents and loved ones, we're also not just leaving those caregivers alone on this journey. So taking really care of not only the tangible needs, but in this aspect, the emotional needs of the caregivers too, so that they can have a safe place at Family Caregiver University to dialogue through the struggles of caregiving.
Remind me again, I use the Caregiver Resource Network in your title. What is the purpose of this network?
Purpose of the network, of the Caregiver Resource Network, is about 150 agencies in West Michigan that come together on a bi-monthly basis to provide programming to our community that is providing care for the elderly.
As it is, it's called a network, and that's what it's all about. Okay, Sarah, details one more time then for what you're offering with the university, please.
Okay, so the focus for sure is next week, Friday, October 27th class. That's 1 to 3 in the afternoon at the Area Agency on Aging, which is Knapp's Corner location, close to Twisted Rooster on 3215 Eagle Crest Drive, Northeast, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49525. You can call the register at 222-7032. And again, Friday, October 27, 1 to 3, Dr. Suzanne Ogland Hand.
Thanks for you. Enjoy your time with caregivers and sharing hope, guidance, and more. Sarah Sobel. Take care.
Thank you.